The Tour of Ayrshire is it's a gigantic event. It's part of a worldwide series, which is called the UCI World Masters series, whereby there's 19 events across the globe participating under one umbrella. So it'll deliver to East Ayrshire a part of a global event, and we're anticipating numbers in excess of 5,000 riders. Many of the riders coming from destinations all over Europe, so a really, really massive cycling event to come to East Ayrshire. The planning for this has been going on probably somewhere in the sort of region of 15 months from the initial, the initial conception, the first dialogue between the representatives of Galazzo and the representatives of East Ayrshire. It is a fully closed road event. I mean, to deliver these types of events, when you're working with the world sort of cycling body, the UCI, to deliver a UCI event, it requires road closures. That's part of the condition. There's a huge amount of management and careful thinking has gone into that, to try to deliver it in a way whereby we do understand there will be some impact, but we're trying to minimise that impact wherever we can. And we've gone into this massive consultation with regards to, communicating across the across all the affected areas, leafleting residents, letting them know that the event is happening, that there's going to be some disruption on the day, and to try to allow people to plan their way around about the disruption. That's been all part of the protocols are all in place. Myself, I've personally gone out with one of the senior executives from East Ayrshire, and we've visited probably just now, I've not completed the process, but probably about 50 businesses that are on the route to let them know that the event is coming, how it works, what the impact might be, how can they manage their way around about it. So really just trying to build trust and a good relationship with everyone, because we want to deliver something that's really vibrant and iconic for East Ayrshire, and that'll allow communities still to function. But really, most of all, what's really important to myself, and I think really important to East Ayrshire Council, is that the communities get behind the event, because we're hoping it's certainly not a one-off, but we're hoping that this can speak in a really dynamic way for East Ayrshire, and it can present a face for East Ayrshire way out with Scotland, to people, as I said earlier on, there's people coming from all over Europe to ride in this event, and they'll be going back and coming to East Ayrshire, hopefully having a brilliant experience, loving the roads, loving the countryside, going through some of the communities, and really just building a great feeling and a great energy for East Ayrshire as a destination for that type of pastime.